This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. A spokesman for ABC says news anchor Peter Jennings is working behind the scenes on the days that he is able to. Jennings has not returned to the air since disclosing earlier this month that he has lung cancer. His announcement surprised some because he quit smoking 20 years ago. He didn't smoke again until a period after the September 11 attacks. Many believe the risk of cancer fades quickly after quitting, but that is not supported by the science. In this morning's health news, we have two reports, the first of which comes from NPR's Richard Knox.
Attorney Joe Bartlett smoked for 46 of his 69 years. He finally quit 5 years ago after he heard his voice on an answering machine.
I sounded like a beached whale. So much huffing and puffing. Didn't even realize how bad it was. So I just said, this is it. And I never picked up another cigarette.
Bartlett's had friends who died of lung cancer. He's worried about his own risk, so he signed up for the National Lung Screening Trial. 53,000 smokers and former smokers get CAT scans or conventional x-rays of their lungs every year for 3 years. Doctors are looking for tumors or what they call lesions.
The hope is that with detection of an early lesion, you are treating it at a time when it is still curable.
Dr. Denise Aberle of UCLA heads the lung screening trial, which is costing the federal government $200 million. It addresses an urgent problem.
About 90 million people are at risk, and right now we can't determine which of those individuals is going to develop a lung cancer and which of them is not.
Of those 90 million people, more than half are former smokers. Like Peter Jennings, they've heard the message that if they quit, they'll lower their risk of lung cancer. That's true, but Dr. Graham Colditz of the Harvard School of Public Health says they may have a distorted idea of how it really works.
Quitting doesn't remove all risk of lung cancer overnight. The perception that if I stop smoking, my risk in essence goes away is an oversimplification of the disease process.
Lung cancer springs from damage that cigarette smoke causes to cells over years, so it takes years for it to go away. Somebody who quit 5 years ago, like Joe Bartlett, has a risk of lung cancer about half that of somebody who continues to smoke. From that point on, a former smoker's risk goes down slowly.
If we look at a former smoker and compare their risk to a never smoker, we see that the risk takes 15 to 20 years, at least that long, to get back to the risk of the never smoker.
Heavy or long-term smokers may never get back to the risk of somebody who never smoked. That's why more lung cancers are diagnosed these days in former smokers than in current smokers. But studies show that people who quit do reap benefits.
Across the board, the risk of each of the smoking-related diseases is substantially lower in former smokers compared to current smokers. So even if it doesn't get back to the never-smoker level, it's clear that most former smokers will not die of a smoking-related condition, which is a clear contrast with the continuing smoker.
So quitting is provably worth it. But many cancer specialists are asking if there's anything else people can do to reduce their risk of dying from lung cancer. That brings us back to the National Lung Screening Trial.
Can you hear me okay, Mr. Bartlett?
Yeah.
Joe Bartlett is getting his yearly lung scan at Beth Israel Deaconess Hospital in Boston.
Almost done. Keep holding your breath. Just a few more seconds. And breathe. Good job, sir.
Afterwards, I ask him if he's anxious about the results.
Yes, it was really, really tough stuff. I'd be a little anxious, yeah, but it's what dummies have to put up with if they smoke that long, you know.
In 4 years or so, researchers hope to know if CAT scans or chest x-rays really catch lung cancer early enough to make a difference. Richard Knox, NPR News, Boston.